me Mike in the morning, and we're getting into a special chat with, well, our contact at the Salt Rock Neighborhood Watch. I told you there was a safety and community security vibe running through the show this morning, and it's really cool to welcome my special guest to the studio right now, Paul Smith, who has been heading up the Salt Rock Neighborhood Watch as chairman for the last 3 years, I believe, and first time featured right here on the morning show on Radio Life and Style. Paul, how are you doing, my friend?
Thanks, Mark. Nice to be here this morning, and good morning to Belito and Salt Rock.
Hey, great to be connecting with you. And you know, we say, like, coming to you live from the heart of Belito, but of course that's sort of, there is more than one facet to this thing. Right. And Salt Rock, if you're a Salt Rock local, don't say we're from Belito, because it's
there's always a little bit of a
yeah, you know, Seaweed Steve will tell you, yeah. his local beach break, it's Salt Rock Beach, and get it right. So this is the thing, and the Salt Rock Neighborhood Watch as an entity is distinct, and it works alongside other entities. The Belito Neighborhood Watch is its own thing as well, yeah. But there's great collaboration there. And let's paint a picture and explain what the unique aspects of the Salt Rock Neighborhood Watch are, because as the man who's been helming the thing for the last 3 years, you've got a better perspective than probably anyone else. Give me a little rundown on Salt Rock, the Salt Rock Neighborhood Watch.
Yeah, so I'm part of the Neighborhood Watch for the last 3 years. We have 118 active members who actually pay towards the Neighborhood Watch every month.
Wow.
Some of them pay annual fees. If we look at the numbers in Salt Rock, Ward 22, we actually just over 5,000 residents that are registered to vote. So 118 is a small number, but it's not really about the numbers. It's about helping the community with what we've got. We've got 15 patrollers that work with me.
Yeah, and these are volunteers.
These are all volunteers. They're all working individuals like myself. They give up 2 hours of their time every week. We only ask one patrol a week.
And these are typically nighttime or evening time?
It's mainly nighttime, pretty much from about 11 o'clock at night to 6 in the morning. We vary the hours, obviously, depending on crime. Mm. If we know there's crime happening more between 4 and 5 in the morning, we'll vary the hours. So we don't keep to specific hours.
Wow.
Also, otherwise, criminals know you're working 12 to 2, 2 to 4, so we do vary the hours.
For sure. But, I mean, this is an important factor that maybe not everyone appreciates, the fact that these are the volunteers from the community that give up 2 hours of their family time just to serve the community, patrol once a week, do their two-hour shift.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know we're out there because obviously it's while everybody's sleeping. We wake up and patrol and look after the community.
And these are folks using their own cars and petrol as well without any special compensation.
There's no compensation. There's no free coffee anywhere. just putting it out there. it's pretty much using their own transport, own petrol, own time. Yeah, patrolling, looking after everybody else.
Amazing. And if a patrol comes across something suspicious, obviously you're in touch connected to a security cluster, and you'll be able to call in for assistance if need be.
Yes, that's right. We got WhatsApp groups. Everybody that's part of the Neighborhood Watch is on that group. So once you become a member and become part of it, you automatically join the WhatsApp group. So the benefit of that is you become part of a living, breathing community where you've got a network of service providers at your fingertips.
That's amazing.
So, for example, if you belong to one security company, you're not part of Neighborhood Watch, you don't have that other help at the end of the day. Once you join the Neighborhood Watch, you've got all the different security companies. You've got Fire, you've got KDM, you've got SAP. You got IPSS Medical, we're all on that group, so if something happens, you just press the button on the WhatsApp and everybody responds. It's a lot quicker, it's a lot better, and you can help your neighbor at the same time.
And you hold regular stakeholder engagement meetings, I believe, with security companies, SAPS, KDM, and these are strategic sessions where you really pull together intelligence and look at the picture of what it is, the current state of safety and crime.
Yeah, we have weekly meetings and monthly meetings with KDM, SAPS. I meet once a month with Belito Neighborhood Watch. and some of the security companies. It's not just what happens in Salt Rock, it's what happens in Ballito. At the end of the day, we are one.
Mm.
It's pretty much the same town at the end of the day. So we look after each other, which is important. Yeah.
And now, if you are a Salt Rock resident and you care about your community and your community safety and you want to be part of this thing make sure that we can maintain a safe and secure community and neighborhoods within that, what does it cost to sign up to become a member, and what is the commitment on the...
So we've got two options. You can either pay a monthly fee. It's 140 rand.
Which is really, you think about
it. It's not much.
It's not much.
It's one box of cigarettes at the end of the day, or three cappuccinos. It's not a lot. If you don't want to pay a monthly fee, we have the option of paying an annual fee as well. So people do have their choice.
Mm. And this is if you're an individual, if you're a business and a company that has the ability to assist in cash or in other forms of support, that invitation is definitely there as well.
Yes, that's 100% there. We accept any donations.
And to that end, as a volunteer organization and a team of passionate, community-focused individuals, do you have any fundraising drives on the horizon? Any special things that you count on to fill that kitty and to make sure you can continue operating? Because these things cost.
It is costly. At the moment, we're busy with the Beach Initiative for Christmas. So we hold the Beach Initiative twice a year. We do it over Easter because obviously it's very, very busy times just before winter.
Yes.
And then obviously Christmas is our other busy time.
So that's coming up.
That's coming up now. So I've got a committee that I work with. Obviously everybody knows Privy from the Ward 22 councillor.
Yes.
I work with Corbis from the Ilemba Chamber. And then obviously Mornay from Ballito Neighbourhood Watch. So between the four of us, we've got a committee. And then we've got subcommittees where we look to raise funds. We get hold of all the big estates in the area, businesses. We get private individuals that are quite helpful. They give nice donations as well. And anything to help for the Beach Initiative. The Beach Initiative is quite a big task. It's quite daunting. It takes up a lot of our personal time. We pretty much look at 16 days over the Christmas period, for example. It's mainly weekends, public holidays, where we have to pay for staff that are working at the beach. We don't pay for the SAPS and we don't pay for KDM because obviously we're not allowed to. It's illegal.
Mm.
But we do have to pay for the volunteers, the CPF, community police forum members that work on the beach on a daily basis. We also have taxi conductors. We have to pay for them as well to work on the beach. And then obviously the security companies. We work very closely with RPSS Security, RGS, and then Marshals. Those are our three stakeholders that work with us every year over Christmas.
Wow.
RPSS Security, they go a little bit one step further, that they help us pay in the members on a daily basis.
Brilliant.
So whatever money we collect, they send out a team and make sure the CPF members are paid so they can get home and back to work every day.
It's a team effort, obviously, and I always say teamwork makes the dream work.
Yeah, it's long hours. Yeah.
But this is the thing, and I can see the challenges there already. What would you say are your biggest challenges in pulling off operations like that?
First of all, it's obviously to get the funds in. It's obviously the
number one.
Is number one on the list, and it's dealing with public on a daily basis. Obviously, beaches, you're not allowed to make fires. No drinking allowed on the beach. And as far as possible, no bottles on the beach. That's why it's very important that we have to have KDM and SAPS alongside us. To help us do the searching and control the people who come on and off the beach and stop this.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, KDM and SAPS, you know, they're limited to hours that they are allowed to work, and they only get so much overtime.
Mm.
Sometimes there is no overtime, and a lot of the drinking happens after hours when they go home. So it's difficult to control.
It's a challenge. You guys have been really successful, by and large, in carrying out the mission to keep the beaches safe and incidents to a minimum.
Yeah.
And it's a really valuable service, especially over those peak periods. Something that the Salt Rock community is all the better for having. So for anyone listening to this who hears the value, who understands the importance of this thing, and who really wants to make sure that the important work that the Salt Rock Neighborhood Watch is doing can continue to be done. Yeah. This is your chance now to get in touch, to find out more, to get on the WhatsApp group, to plug into this community of locals. And what's the easiest way to get in touch, to find out more, and to get involved?
Yeah, we've got an email address, info@srnwsaltrocknabbotwatch.co.za. Or they can contact Alison. It's 082-818-0464. Or they can even contact myself, 083-703-5211.
There you go. You're hearing it right now on Radio Life and Style from Paul Smith, the chairman of the Salt Rock Neighborhood Watch. And if you missed that number, if you want to scribble it down quickly or put it in your phone, are you ready? 083-703-5211. Otherwise, send an email today to info@srnw.co.za. Salt Rock Neighborhood Watch. You're on. Are you on social media as well?
We're on social media. We've got an Instagram page. We've got a Facebook page. Yeah.
Brilliant. So there's another option if you're driving right now and you can't write down anything. Just search for the Salt Rock Neighborhood Watch on Instagram or Facebook, and you'll find the contact details there to get plugged in. If you're a Salt Rock local, it just makes sense. And you know what? Especially if you're looking for a sense of community and a great group of people to plug into, they're all good people, and you're one of them because you're listening to this radio station.
Yeah, and I must also say a big thank you to Dylan and his team from the medical and rescue.
IPSS Medical and Rescue.
They work with us very closely, especially over the holiday seasons. We also hold workshops with them throughout the year. Workshops are very short and sweet. It's just to educate people what to do if an incident happens at home or on the beach. We've had a few incidents on the beach where people have drowned and people don't actually know what to do. And so IPSS Medical hold workshops, just explain to people what to do before a first responder actually arrives on the scene.
And you know, they say seconds count, eh?
Every second counts.
Yeah. So again, a great partnership there, great value add to the community.
I know from personal experience with IPSS Medical, my wife had a serious horse accident recently, and they were very fast and very helpful.
We are lucky in this part of the world to have some really, really great world-class operators, and on the medical front, they are certainly right up there. Yeah. And on the local neighborhood community safety front, the work of the Salt Rock Neighborhood Watch, you and your team, Paul, hats off to you guys. And if you're listening to this, if you want to sign up as a patroller or contribute and support the organization in any way, every little bit is appreciated. And one more time, that email address, info@srnw.co.za. Pop an email, or arrange a coffee, and
I'm always around.
Paul Smith is your man, the chairman of the Salt Rock Neighborhood Watch. Paul, thanks for giving us a little perspective as we get closer to the festive season, and I look forward to catching up with you as we get closer to Christmas to find out how prep is going for the big beach safety drive.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You heard it here on your local station, Radio Life and Style. It's a Wednesday.